Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few weeks ago, we were talking about how some of the spread of Delta variant might not just be the unvaccinated. And when the blame game was going on, and I am very anti-blame game, okay? I'm pro-vaccine. I'll support what the public officials want us to do with masks, even though I'm really mixed on, you know, us not getting the N95 respirators because a lot of what we're using are dirty and people aren't wearing them right. But I'll support what the public health officials want. But I am very, very anti-blaming a group of individuals and causing this hatred and possible discrimination and bigotry when there's science that might allude to other possible causes of spread. So a few weeks back, we had talked about how unvaccinated individuals could also be behind the spike that was supposed to be coming, because when we're vaccinated, we're footloose and fancy free. You know, we're going to concerts and we're going to games and we're going to the club. And, you know, I was at a club this last weekend and it was fantastic and nobody wore a mask and we were all dancing and we were just, it was great. We were having fun. You know, but if somebody says, oh, no, if all of you guys are vaccinated, you all were good, there was no Delta spread, I'd be like, that's wrong. There's spread of pathogens. You know, people who get vaccinated by the, you know, for the flu, they could still transmit the flu. That's why I wore a mask in my office for years, because I didn't want somebody to breathe the flu onto me. I turn around, go into the next room, and then breathe it onto them. So I think it has been a well-established fact that whether you're vaccinated or not, there's still that risk of spread. Well, finally, the CDC came out saying, look, there is evidence to show that vaccinated individuals could be spreading the virus. So I know there's a lot of debate if vaccinated individuals are spreading it more. The reason why you're hearing that theory is they're looking at viral loads. And we still need more studies on this. And they're looking to see if somebody might have a higher viral load. By the way, this theory came out months ago. There were people talking about how they believe the vaccine could make people spread the virus more. The mRNA vaccine makes spike proteins. Those spike proteins that produce an antibody shouldn't necessarily make you turn around and give somebody SARS-CoV-2. However, in terms of the societal freedoms and you know, liberties and us kind of feeling like we're immune, we might have a behavior that might appear to be more that might lead to more spread. So that's how I supported the theory that vaccinated individuals could spread it. Not that they're more dangerous than an unvaccinated, but that, you know, they're going to be out there and carrying a virus that's floating around. I mean, nature will always supersede whatever we could do. So CDC Director Michelle Walensky said recent studies have shown that vaccinated individuals who do become infected with COVID have just as much viral load as the unvaccinated, making it possible for them to spread the virus to others. Based on that finding, the CDC is also recommending not only indoor masks for vaccinated and unvaccinated, but that all school children wear masks in the fall. So this is something we have been saying on the show now for a while, where unvaccinated individuals can still spread the virus, which is why I'm no fan of mandates. I don't think you can legally, even though it's already been held up in the courts, I just think it's going to be eventually overturned where you can't, you know, fire people. Like, well, a private institution can, but in terms of government, you can't fire somebody saying they didn't get the vaccine and put the public at risk when vaccinated individuals are spreading the virus as well. Okay, that's why I've been pretty consistent with, you know, look, you really got to rethink these vaccine mandates. Mind you, unvaccinated populations allow viruses to grow, brew, and spread. But my having a level of immunity will protect me, will maybe minimize some of the viral load, but it doesn't mean that I am completely immune, completely, protected, immortal. It just doesn't mean that. So when the CDC said, look, looks like we have to have vaccinated people wear masks again, what that means is until the pandemic is over, right, masks are going to keep coming back. Do I like the masks? I don't like what most of you guys are wearing. I really prefer they be N95 respirators if you're going to wear anything at all. I don't like the fact that people who have trouble breathing, you know, still have something over their face. I don't like the fact that people pull their masks out of their bras, out of their pockets. I hold mine in my boot. I wear boots, and so near the calf, that's where I hide my mask, and then I pull it out. How clean are the inside of your boots? Now, mind you, that's not where my foot is, but the foot still rubs up against the side. So that means my mask is touching something that my foot touched earlier that morning. And how often do you clean out the insides of your shoes? You see what I mean? So if you're going to wear a mask, it's got to be a clean one. I think the government needs to really start to rethink the move of this, blame game of the unvaccinated. I've been hearing public officials actually use the word blame. And this concept that if you do what we say, you're good. You know, President Biden, he makes gaffes, but, you know, what he said a few days ago was wrong. Getting vaccinated, you know, you're good, you're not going to get the virus, is wrong. Vaccinated individuals get the virus. And in fact, if you are sneezing or coughing and you're vaccinated, don't blow that off. Get yourself tested. Now, because, again, you know, we're spreading it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, with all the talk about COVID and, you know, blood pressure and, we always talk about the negative in medicine. And I have to just take a moment to talk about some of the coolest things that we have now at our disposal in terms of advancements that are really life-changing. And we got to keep it positive. And And so it's really fascinating, some of the latest treatments we have, especially with some of these rare disorders where just years ago, sadly, there would have been death sentences, like spinal muscular atrophy. So joining us next is Dr. Sandy Reyna, Vice President of Global Medical Affairs, Head of the Therapeutic Area of Novartis Gene Therapies, as well as Catherine McBride, who is a parent of a child with spinal muscular atrophy. Dr. Reyna and Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, Dr. Reyna, talk to us about gene therapy and some of the diseases gene therapy is now used for.
Well, thank you, Dahlia, for that question. So what I can talk to you about right now is, first of all, the evolution, right, that we have seen when it comes to gene therapy. As you will know, even looking back 20 years ago, when the first gene therapies were coming through, it was quite a challenge, right? And it really has taken this much longer to really get to where we are now about gene therapies. And what I can share with you today is the fact that we as Novartis Gene Therapies have now developed a particular gene therapy for SMA, which addresses the root cause of the disease, which certainly, you know, has made quite a difference in patients who have received this treatment known as Zolgensma, because it is a modifying disease treatment.
Wonderful. And can you share what is SMA?
Absolutely. So spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare and devastating genetic disease, and is generally caused by the lack of a functional survival motor neuron 1, or the SMN1 gene. When left untreated, it leads to progressive muscle weakness, paralysis, and it's the most severe, in its most severe forms, it can be a permanent ventilation that's needed for these children. And unfortunately, 90% of them could also die before the age of 2. Some of the early signs of SMA may not be as obvious to you or I, but, you know, children who are suffering from this mutation, we know that there is a motor neuron loss happening with these children's, neural system. So it is very critical that children are identified early, right? But how does that happen? Well, primary care physicians and pediatricians are not necessarily aware of this disease because it's not that common. You don't see pediatricians seeing these patients on a daily basis. And so it is rare, but present enough that between 54 people are carriers of this disease. And it affects about 1 in every 10,000 live births worldwide.
Wow.
So diagnosing this baby early, it is very, very important, through newborn screening, of course.
Absolutely. Catherine, you have a child with SMA. Tell us about what happened.
Thank you. Yes, so my son Connor, who's currently 16 months old, has SMA type 1. He has a twin sister. Her name's Tierney. She does not have SMA. So they were born at the beginning of the lockdown, March 2020, and I opted into Massachusetts newborn screening program. Both of my kids were screened for multiple disorders, including SMA. And 72 hours after Connor's blood was taken, his results came back showing that he has the most serious form of this rare genetic disorder. And we were told that he was still pre-symptomatic. And so we rushed him to another hospital for immediate treatment because our goal was to keep him pre-symptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened. He today is developing in line with, developmental milestones that his sister hit, and his sister does not have the condition.
Wow.
So if you saw the two of them side by side, you wouldn't be able to tell which one has SMA and which one doesn't. They both are developing the same. So
thank God. Thank God.
Screening is critical.
Yeah. And Catherine, was the screening offered to you because you were having twins, or was there any other concern that prompted the doctor to do the screening for multiple issues?
Right. Like, I had never, I have an older child, and I had never thought about newborn screening. So newborn screening is, in, there are 38 states, I believe, that, that screen for SMA at this time. And, you know, some states have an you have to opt in. Massachusetts has an opt-in program, so parents have to say, yes, I want to do this. But hospitals are supposed to ask you before you have a child. And then all the other states don't. And so but it's not something that is really known by parents. I never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's universally it should be universally done, but it's part of hospital protocol, really. And it's, there's nothing, you know, you don't have to have a special condition in order to be screened.
Right. Right, right, should be protocol. We're speaking to Dr. Sandy Reyna, Vice President of Global Medical Affairs of the Head Therapeutic Area at Novartis Gene Therapies, as well as Catherine McBride, parent of Connor, who had SMA, luckily was screened, and has been treated. So, Dr. Reyna, tell us about how Zolgensma works and how it, just talk to us about how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So Zolgensma is a gene therapy that was approved by the FDA for the treatment of pediatric patients less than 2 years of age affected by this disease. This is a one-time gene therapy that is designed to address the genetic root cause of the disease, which is missing the SMN1 gene. As a gene therapy, you can imagine this is designed again to target the root cause of it. And how it does this is by replacing the function of the missing or non-working SMN1 gene with a new working copy of a human SMN gene. So Zolgensma is really designed to not change or become part of the child's DNA.
That's amazing. It is just amazing what we are able to do these days. And Dr. Reyna, what are some of the more common diseases now that we are starting to use gene therapy more for?
Right, so there actually, you know, of course I won't do justice to everything that's out there, but you know, we have several pediatric disorders that are looking into gene therapy. So we have for example Duchenne, you know, DMD, mm-hmm. is one of them. There's also, you know, hematologic diseases that are also looking into this. Such as, you know, we have, for example, blood disorders that are looking into gene therapy, like hemophilia, for example. We also have some ocular diseases that are also being now, focused on finding a gene therapy. There are more motor neuron disease, that are, mm-hmm. it's very, very interesting to see if this can be taken to the adult world. As you can imagine, gene therapy, requires an enormous amount of complex processes to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So having said this, there are many, many diseases right now in the rare disease space which are experimenting with gene therapy. And also having said this is the fact that each disease will require somewhat of a different a format or platform, mm-hmm. For these therapies to be applicable for that disease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, Catherine, you've been advocating, for, you know, early diagnosis of this, and I know we're coming up on our last minute. Anything else you would like to share with parents?
Well, I would just say, if you are thinking of having a child or you're pregnant, you can check to see if your state screens for these conditions. You can go on the curesma.org website. They have great resources, and you can check, and they have a map showing all the states that screen. And then just mm-hmm. think about what you would do if you did get a positive result, kind of have a plan in place, and just educate yourself because you're your child's best advocate, really. That will help your child immensely. So
true. All right. And listeners, you could visit www.zolgensma.com. Dr. Reyna, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you for having us.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
And Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday and 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission, because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
USA Radio News. Journalism takes a step backwards at the New York Times as their reporter Katie Brenner deleted a tweet that called supporters of former President Trump enemies of the state. Brenner did not clarify why she deleted the tweet or if she did so at the newspaper's demand. Some universities may be jumping sporting conferences. Dan Naraki explains.
The universities of Oklahoma and Texas formally requested an invitation for membership in the Southeastern Conference when their rights deal with the Big 12, their current conference, expires in 2025. The presidents of the SEC schools will reportedly meet on Thursday to discuss the request. Should they extend those schools' invites, the SEC would become the first 16-team super conference in major college sports.
If you own an iPad, iPhone, or Mac computer, you should update your device right now. Monday, brand new patches came out that will block recently discovered hacks. A zero-day vulnerability could allow a hacker to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges, essentially allowing them to hack your device. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Olympics still continues with the drama and all the controversy that we knew this Tokyo 2020 Olympics would have. And it's just a shame because I really didn't want it to involve Simone Biles. She is one of my favorite gymnasts. And it's no surprise. I've been, very supportive of what she has chosen to do. But she has a lot of critics out there. And as opposed to thinking that the whole world would support her and her country would support her, especially with, you know, all she's done to compete and represent the country, you would think her having a bad week, the country would have her back. But there's been a lot of discussion on her abandoning the team. She's team captain, abandoning the ship, and all sorts of other critiques. And so I always look at the good. Even when there's negative stuff happening, is there any good that could come of this? And as a physician who's taking care of athletes, and I've spoken about this on my show multiple times, athlete depression or athlete mental health is something that just continually gets overlooked. It's all about the physical conditioning. It's all about, you know, the diet, you know, and the protein intake and the muscle, you know, the muscle work and the muscle building and the cardio and the heart rate. And it's all about the physical. It's all about the physical. And everybody just thinks the mental will come with it. And one thing I think a lot of us have learned by the year 2021 is that if you want to diet, you need the mind on board. If you want to be healthy, you need the mind on board. They have to work together. And so what she went through with assault, you know, with the gymnastics doctor, Dr. Desert, and with everything that she's gone through, you just wonder if she just kept plowing through and plowing through to the point that she finally does make it to the top. She makes it to her latest Olympics. She's still only 24 years old, but she's called herself an OG and Olympic grandma. But still, she makes it to the Olympics. She's at the peak of her career, and the knees buckle, whether it's literally or figuratively. And so, you know, I understand why some people are upset. I understand why, you know, some people could be looking at this as, you know, other people could have been in her spot. You know, she took the spot of other people, and, you know, if she wasn't going to compete, couldn't she have told us before the Olympics and all that? But I look at it as entirely different. This wasn't planned. And you know, if I was in her shoes, I probably would have plowed forward and then fallen. I would have probably cried. I would have probably been bawling on national TV, or I would have probably had a breakdown saying, this stinks, you know, I'm mad about what happened to me, what are we doing, this COVID thing is stupid, the stands are empty, this whole Olympics is a cluster, and that would have gotten caught on camera. That would have been me. I would have plowed through and then gotten myself into such PR trouble that I think she made the right decision for her. You can only do so much. And on top of that, it's hard enough to be an Olympian, but it's hard enough to be an Olympian when you have the COVID cops, you know, up your nostrils all the time, testing you, making sure you're quarantining, making sure you're not getting COVID, because the second you get COVID, you're done. You have to withdraw from the Olympics. I mean, how does somebody not crack under pressure? And by the way, she didn't crack. You know, people are looking at her. I think Morgan even, you know, wrote a piece about, you know, well, she quit. You know, she wasn't happy. She wasn't having fun. Was it that everybody was waiting to see a meltdown? Okay, I've warned people that if you think you're on the verge of cracking, don't wait until you have your meltdown. Start getting it addressed then and there. And I'm just wondering if that's what the public wanted. I think the public wanted to see, some of the public, wanted to see a breakdown and go, okay, that's why she had to leave. But instead, because she was so gallant, she was courageous, she was so composed, people think that, oh, no, well, she's just a quitter. And, I don't want to get too philosophical, but any of my successes that I've had was not because every hour of every day and every minute was one success upon one success was on one success. We have bad days. We have bad weeks. We might even have a bad year. And from that grows new success. It just so happens that Simone's bad week caught up to her the week she was supposed to compete. But that that's not shocking to any of us that have ever been athletes or ever have been on a road to success. And maybe we were just fortunate that when we did have to perform, we weren't having that bad week. So, you know, I'm not sure what the public is expecting, but the good that could come from this is sports needs to reevaluate what sort of attention they're giving to, you know, to athletes and you know, their mental health. I mean, how many times have we seen have we seen issues with athletes and we go, you know, where is their support? Richard Sherman, we just saw what happened with him, right? He gets caught on video trying to break in to his father-in-law's house. Right? He gets arrested. And, you know, and people could call him crazy. People could say he was drunk. People could say whatever. The truth of the matter is we have athletes that can only do so much. And when we talk about, you know, approaching mental health, you know, helping people at work, help, you know, that's everybody. You know, just because you're a superstar physically, you know, doesn't mean you're completely immune mentally. And by the way, if I met anybody who claimed that they were an athlete or a superstar, or a celebrity, a doctor, whatever, who said, I have never had a bad day, I would take a few steps back because that person's going to blow. I mean, there is nobody on this earth that can say that every single day of their life was a perfect day, because we've all lost family members. We've all had breakups. That's what life is. Yeah, I remember asking my family, you know, why would, if God's in charge, why would there be bad things? You know, and it's a question a lot of kids ask their parents, and I really don't remember what they said. But, and I'm not going to pretend I did. But one thing that I've gotten out of it, which probably was something they must have said, is the only, you know, you appreciate the good when there's bad. And so, you know, when I hear of, you know, somebody dying of COVID, or when I hear of a car accident, you know, that took, you know, our my kid's friend's dad, a bike accident and things like that, you start to kind of go, okay, you know what? I'm here on this earth for a reason, and I'm going to appreciate it, and I'm going to make my mark, and, you know, I'm going to, you know, help society as much as I can. I'm going to love who loved me. And, you know, when I leave, you know, hopefully I left this earth a better place. And so, you know, Simone Biles, she has, you know, a rough next few days, and she might still compete. You know, she left the all-around competition earlier today, this morning, well, which would have been last night, our time. And, you know, her decision to hold off and wait, you know, well, now also she's in a tough spot. Because if she did perform today, people would say she quit her team. But if she's really trying to regroup, you know, and pull it together, I can understand why she took today off. Do I think she's going to compete next week? I do. I think so. If she just needed a few days, if she needed to regroup, if she needed to get that confidence back, I wouldn't be surprised if she competes next week. She'll probably still take a lot of heat, which is not going to help. That's why you see so many celebrities flooding her with support. But, you know, cut her some slack. And, you know, sports are going to, you know, have to realize that they're going to have to put just as much attention on an athlete's mental health as they do their physical workouts. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I know many people are trying to wonder what's going on with Bob Odenkirk. So I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan and Better Call Saul fan. And so I have been just waiting for any update. I know that their team has been kind of slow on... Gosh, you know, I really got to quit drinking, like, anything before I talk because it just comes out. I apologize. This is why people in radio don't go on TV, because then you see it all. But I don't care. You guys see it. I'm going to have food falling out of my face. I don't care. So Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul, right? He played Saul. Oh, my gosh. What's Saul's last name in Better Call Saul? It's not his real name. His name was something else. It was Jimmy. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not sure what his last name is supposed to be in Better Call Saul. It's, like, such an easy last name. Anyway, hold on a second. Okay. Saul. I have to look it up. It won't. Saul Goodman. There we go. Okay. Okay. He, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul actor, had collapsed on the set yesterday. Crew members immediately called 911. Unclear if he was unconscious, taken to the hospital. Many people were concerned that he had something similar to John Ritter, when John Ritter collapsed, or Alan Thick. I don't believe so. Those cases were like dissecting aortic aneurysms, or dissecting aortas, not an aneurysm, but an aorta, where a dissection causes a kind of a tear in the lining of the vessel and blood goes, you know, rather than going down the pipe, it goes into the wall. And then there's kind of a dead end, and then the blood can't get throughout the body, and these people collapse and they usually die. From what we understand, Bob Odenkirk's still alive. He's in the hospital, so it makes me think this probably was more of a heart issue, you know, maybe a heart attack. They were filming in New Mexico, so heat, many people were concerned about, you know, heat, could have been from heat exhaustion. When somebody collapses, you know, people have asked, what does that mean, a collapse? So a collapse, we kind of call it a fall, but it's basically losing a lot of your tone and not being able to stay upright. And so that could be caused by blood pressure shifts. And so a loss of blood pressure can cause a collapse. Autonomic activity, issues where, you know, your brain is supposed to be giving certain signals to body parts. If they're not doing that, you don't have your balance, you don't have your ability to maintain that muscle tone and that ability to stand, you fall. And so when somebody collapses, they might lose consciousness, stay unconscious. It might just be a brief period of unconsciousness, or you might just collapse. I've collapsed once. There was one time in my life where I collapsed. It wasn't the concussion. That I just flipped back. I was sitting on a bar in kindergarten. I flipped back. It was at Oso Elementary in Woodland Hills, California, and I hit my head, and then I woke up in the nurse's office. So that was a concussion that I probably was out for a good minute or two for me to wake up in the nurse's office. But in terms of the one time I collapsed, I was bowling with some friends on a Saturday night. Yeah, that's how cool I was bowling. But bowling's cool. And somebody goes, Dahlia, you're up. And I get up, and I was with my gay friend, and I get up, and I just fall. And he catches me by the boobs, which are great handles. You know, if ever I'm fainting, you know, please catch me, because I could have really messed up my face. I was going to face plant. And apparently it was just a vasovagal. We don't know what happened, because I wasn't drinking. I had eaten that day. We don't know what happened. But you really lose... You just lose your body function. I didn't pee or anything like that, but he caught me. I sat down, and I go, what the heck was that? And we just kept playing, and it was just weird. It's the weirdest feeling. And then you're embarrassed, you know, because you're like, wait a second, I can't stand on my own. And then it kind of reminds you how delicate your body is and the body processes, and you don't want to mess around. So the fact that there's a lot of well-wishers, you know, people are out there, you know, showing support for Bob Odenkirk, hoping he's okay, and, you know, saying, you know, as soon as they get updates, they'll tell us. So, you know, my guess is it might have been cardiac related. Now, he had... I guess posted a video, or Men's Health had posted a video of him working out pretty strong for the, I think he's in, I don't know if it's a movie or a TV series, it's called Nobody. And so he's been, you know, there was a video of him, and he, you know, was doing circuit training and cardio and pull-ups. So this is a guy that's physically fit. So this isn't somebody who you would expect would collapse. So that's why this is something that's kind of concerning. You know, his weight's down. He's, you know, been in good shape. You know, I mean, you know, he's a star. You know, he obviously, you know, gets to eat better food than fast food like the rest of us. So it's a shame. But, you know, when we see these actors, it's interesting how when an actor has a medical condition, everybody wants to know what's going on. And the privacy isn't there. And I've been worried. I've been checking, you know, on a regular basis. When Trump was in the hospital for COVID, I was, you know, checking for any updates every hour. When Biden had that blood vessel pop in his eye, and when there was something that happened with him, I was like, you know, what's going on? When Hillary Clinton seemed to collapse when she was getting into a car on September 11th, I think, years ago. These are things where you're like, okay, well, what's going on? What's going on? And we always talk about what sort of privacy should celebrities and public officials have? And many people feel that they owe it to us to tell us what's going on. Now, do they really owe it? I mean, if Bob Odenkirk's in the hospital, if I was him, and I could just imagine, right? You know, I've been following his career for a while. He's probably like, tell everybody to mind their own flipping business. But what happens is the media covers the initial event. And then now you have this public that feels like it's owed to them that they need to know the follow-up. Well, Bob never really wanted anybody to know, probably anyway. And he didn't ask for anybody to call the media. I mean, he got taken away by an ambulance. And so, you know, the one thing I really do believe that, you know, I understand that we do need to know what the president's health is. A lot of questions are surrounding, you know, why Biden has so many issues remembering things and, you know, not getting through off-the-cuff speeches and saying things like, if you get a vaccine, you won't get COVID. Yeah, you know, there's that. It is concerning when they do make public policy and foreign policy decisions. So I do believe that Americans should at least have access to the fact, knowing if they've been evaluated and vetted medically and are fit for duty. Does that mean we need to know every nook and cranny of their medical history? No. You know, but people want to because they don't trust the entities that would say, oh yeah, he's fine. Oh yeah, she's fine. But I really do believe, just because I'm a physician, that everybody deserves some medical privacy. And so, you know, as Bob Odenkirk's in the hospital and everybody's freaked out and everybody's like, we need to know. You know, the fact that we don't know yet makes me believe that it was serious, that it wasn't serious enough to kill him, that he's still alive, and that he or his team probably want all of us to mind our own flipping business. And, you know, I respect that. I do. But I do get that he is loved by a lot. And I'm very nervous about what this could be, and a lot of people are. And so as soon as I get a statement from them, I'm going to definitely convey that, because it's just, I you know, when you love a character like Saul Goodman, even though I love him so much I forgot his last name, you do want to know that they're okay. So we're going to be taking your calls and your questions in the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And we're going to cover some of the questions on, you know, we're having this surge in Delta virus and the Delta variant of COVID. And nobody's really talking about what's happening with the migrants. And we've had about 1 million come to our border. And could they be playing a role in any of this? So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,150. $92. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.